I might have to start to face facts here. Harry didn't show. Of all the things that Harry's done to me, she's never stood me up before. But I stayed past sunset, stayed all night and all through the next day, and, well, at least no one else found me. But she didn't come and find me either. I guess there's the possibility that she didn't know where to go, or that she couldn't get there in time, or that she didn't hear the broadcast, even though I broadcast the same information every hour on the hour for 2 days straight. I like to think that she would have remembered that day, would remember where it was. We hardly went anywhere for 6 years. Every instance of it stands out stark in my mind. I guess there is a pretty good chance that she didn't hear the broadcast. The radio is up behind the garage, and what are the odds she's found another functioning one? Maybe I should leave a note. I'll leave a radio. Maybe she'll go back to the house and I can... I don't know what's safe to say on here. I don't know who's listening, other than Birdie and Fox, which is always a safe bet, and... Well, I don't know what to call him. Billings Jr. feels... bad. Just calling him Junior feels a bit condescending, but it's not like I know his name. The son, the kid, I have to assume he's been listening too. I have to assume that he's listening now. There are things I should probably say to you if you are listening. There are things I want to say to Harry. Things I can if she...